Hey Roger, it's Thursday. Hey everybody. Yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the digital cowboy himself, the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how are you doing today? It's a Thursday. We're doing the Q&A. First of the month when we record this, going into May, a brand new month. Weather's warming up, and I could not be happier. I'm just so positive. And how are you doing? Okay, we'll try the next question. So thanks for being here, everybody. Just had an epic episode on Monday. And sometimes after an epic episode, you got to cool off. You got to come down a little. And we do our Q&As on Thursday. So you guys can send us your questions about Google Ads, the business of Google Ads, the business of PPC, and pretty much any questions you want to send them to us at thepaidsearchpodcast.com on the contact page. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. All the links are at our website. We appreciate you listening and sharing the show, and we love answering your questions. So, Chris, you ready to rock and roll today, my cowboy friend?
Who wants to be smarter? Raise your hands, right? Everyone is raising their hands because everyone wants to be smarter, okay? You listen to the podcast because you want to be smarter. You learn every day and you want to get better at things. I got a shortcut. Listen, Fountain of Youth doesn't exist. You can't get younger, but you can get smarter. And there are tools to help you accelerate that. And I want to tell you about Optio. Optio.com/PSP2 for a 2-month free trial of the tool that is guaranteed to make you smarter. No one out there can say that they can get as much done as a person who runs an Optio account. You're running Google Ads, you're doing it by hand. Oh my gosh, you're out there with a couple little tools, right? George is out there with a couple little tools. He's trying to sharpen some tools and be a little more efficient with things. George is out here with a freaking crane just digging ground. He's laying a house, he's building a foundation. It's the most beautiful thing. He's smarter, he's more efficient, he's better at everything because he's using tools, a power tool like Optio. Optio is the power tool of Google Ads. Plug it in, get more done. OPTEO.com/PSP2 for a free 2 months of the tool that we recommend. I use, Jason uses it. You're listening to us. Why wouldn't you believe us? You got to try it if you haven't tried it. Many of our listeners have. Huge number are subscribing and using it every single day for their one account, for their 15 accounts, for their 500 accounts. It scales wonderfully. You're going to love it. Plus, it's a great price. Optio.com/PSP2. Try it out today.
Thanks, Chris. And the first question comes in from Bruce from our Facebook page. This is a very interesting question. What I love about our questions, Chris, is there's a lot of content online about Google Ads, about pay-per-click and all that kind of stuff. But these are the questions where it's like you do a search and there's just not one article about it. Like his question is, when do you decide to scrap a given strategy that is not working and try something else? So the example he was talking about was targeting keywords that are too expensive and not getting any results. So specifically for that situation where keywords are too expensive, not getting any results, the way I'm going to take that is you're not getting a good cost per conversion. So one of the themes I've been hitting lately is how super, super, super important it is to track all conversions if you can. If possible, track all conversions, because what that allows you to do is it allows you to take difficult situations like this, and they're not so difficult when you're able to see all your conversion data and you're able to make decisions. So for me, it's very simple in this situation. You take your keywords that are expensive, that are not getting any results. Maybe that means they have a low conversion rate. You lower the bids, see if any conversions come in. You lower the bids even more till you get a cost per conversion you like. And if it just doesn't happen and the conversion rate is so low, then they're probably not the right keywords to target no matter what you bid. And for me, that's when I decide to pause a keyword. So I'm only going to put on a keyword if I think it's going to work, if I think it's relevant to the business and could bring in leads. However, if I'm proven wrong and it just converts at such a low rate that I have to just keep lowering the bid to the point where we don't get any traffic on that keyword, that kind of makes the decision for me. And that's when I decide to finally pause a keyword. But it's all kind of driven, and I have the ability to make that decision by tracking all conversions. And it kind of, it almost manages itself because I have all the data and it's very easy. So Chris, we have a question all the way from the Pacific region.
Craig, oh, you want me to read it? Is that what you're hinting at? Okay.
Yeah.
Craig from, let's see if I can pronounce this. Sydney, Australia. I think I've heard of that place. I have been running for 10 months and had a company I was happy with running my Google Ads campaign. Now I realize, oh, he said I was happy. And then he got the truth. I'm sorry, I'm already hinting, but just notice the language. I was happy with running Google Ads with that company. Now I realize they were running the campaign from their Google Ads platform. Let me explain. He's saying they were running it from their own account, not his account. He doesn't own the account. He has no keys to the account. He can't get into the account. It's their Google Ads account. And I own none of the history of the campaign they were running for me. Sad, sad story. You hate to see it. I have found that I was supposed to be spending $1,000 a month on Google Ads, and I paid them for this, and they were spending about 20% less. So, should I ask for my money back? Okay. Jason?
Yes.
I don't know which part you want to address. I don't know if I feel comfortable telling Craig about asking for his money back. I don't think he should, but I'll let you address whatever part of the question you want to address there.
Well, so in terms of getting access to the account that you run on, if you're an advertiser, if you're the one spending money, I'd say it's probably good to own that account.
Oh, and, gosh, yeah.
Be able to get that data. I think that's just something you have to do. Now, if you hadn't done that and now you find yourself in this position, my best advice is just you got to let it go. Like it's, you just got to let it go and you'll be able to get data yourself and move on. So that's that is just the mistake was made, but now you got to move on. Now, in terms of how to start from pure scratch, well, we were just talking about it. You can do the loose thing, the keep broad keywords and all that. That's one strategy, but I think the lazy man build would be what I would recommend to advertisers who are just starting out a brand new campaign, and it's so simple. So there's so much going on in a Google Ads account. I think what you got to do is you got to focus on what to not think about first and just not focus on. So ads, as much as you want to talk about ad copy and ads and all your ideas and stuff, who cares? Just throw in some ads and I don't care what they say and stop thinking about them. Ad extensions, call out, site links, snippets, reviews, location, blah, blah, blah. Call extension. Sure. Yeah, they're all great. Focus them on them as the month goes on. They don't need to be an initial thing. Building up a huge negative keyword list, don't need to focus on it until later on. And so what does that leave for us? It leaves two things. I think the most important when you're just starting from pure scratch and trying to get back to where you were: settings and keywords. If you invest time in your settings and your keywords, you have a real shot and a real opportunity at getting that success that you had previously. So settings, you just want to be smart. Be smart about your location. Be smart about your advanced location settings. Be smart about what kind of bidding you do. Be smart with your budget. It's going to be a little rocky early on. You can grow your budget eventually. And then keywords, people go, how do I know what keywords to target? How do I research for keywords? Blah, blah, blah. It's really, really not that complicated. It's just not. Every single advertiser is a keyword research expert before they even start advertising on Google Ads. You know why, Chris? Because they've done hundreds of thousands of Google searches in their own life themselves.
That's a great point. Yeah.
That's a magical point. So just calm down, get a piece of paper, write down the way you think your customers would search for your business. Not what insiders would search for your business, not what people who experts. Are in the industry would search for your business.
Forget the
not experts. Not
experts. Yeah.
Forget the experts. What do you hear from your customers? Literally, what do you hear? So for myself, I might have a keyword like Google Ads Campaign Manager Freelancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But if I was thinking about how my customers search for this kind of stuff, PPC Experts Oklahoma City, Digital Marketing Oklahoma City, online ads, like stuff like online ads, yeah. OKC.
Because you're looking for people that don't understand what they're looking for. You're looking for people that aren't already experts.
Yeah, that's the way they search it. The word freelancer, the word campaign management, it doesn't come into their head.
How to run my ads on Google. Like how to get an ad on Google, you know, stuff like that.
Like online, well, they even like group everything together. They might only be interested in Google Ads, but the way they think about the ecosystem, they almost think about Yelp, Facebook, Google Ads, Bing all together, and they just do searches like online ads,
yeah,
people near me, online ads, experts, Oklahoma City.
Right,
so
right.
Write down the way your customers search, and then start off with those keywords. Phrase, broad match modified, maybe a little pure broad. And you just go from there. And it's really, it does not have to be complicated. Then ads, ad extensions, all that kind of stuff later on, you can build from there. But I think focusing on a small start, a common sense start, is how you can get back to where you were. So Chris, anything on top of that, or is that pretty much it? It's you got to get your settings right and you got to get your keywords right. And don't overthink your keywords.
I think you said it. I don't have anything else to say on that. Let me focus on the people that hear this and they're trying to learn more about Google Ads and they hear us crapping on the idea of letting someone else run their Google Ads and explaining exactly the issue with having an agency or a company, a freelancer or anyone. So what you should be worried about is not that a freelancer or an agency or a company or your brother-in-law is running the ads for you. We obviously don't disagree with that because some people are better at it than you. You stick to mopping floors because that's your business. You're Floor Mop Joe and you do a great job at it. But other people may be good at managing Google Ads. And you let them do that job, and everybody makes money that way. What we have a problem with is when you don't have a campaign and you ask someone to get you up and running and they never send you a login, you can never see what's happening, you only get reports. That's a red flag. So if you're out there, you have Google Ads, and you're trying to learn more about it, and it's all very mysterious, please know that there is absolutely nothing that would keep you from being invited and being able to see your own Google Ads campaign. They may tell you, no, sorry, we have other accounts in there, and that would compromise the security of those accounts. BS. Absolute crap. That's not true. I'm sorry, we have to run it because we're running it on our credit card. And so we can't give you access because you'd have access to our credit card as well. Absolutely not true. Tell them to put it on your credit card and to upcharge you for, you know, whatever their services. There's absolutely no reason why you could not get in. And I think people that do that, I'm gonna say it. I think people that do that are slimy. I think it's shady. I think it's absolutely conny. Is conny a word? I don't know who conny is, but I just threw her in the bucket with shady. But I think it's trashy. I think it's trashy to sell someone a service and hide it behind a curtain. There we go. It's Thursday, you know, so feeling a little loose.
No, I mean,
I'm gonna say it. I don't know why I'm feeling so loose, Jason.
It's not the opposite of that. So, you know,
it's not the opposite. That's a good way to
it's
analyze.
It's like I'm not gonna say what you said. But I will agree in the sense that I can't say it's the
such
opposite.
Such a smart. So. Jason's so smart.
Is that kind of political?
Yeah, it is. You know what? But double Very down. Smooth. Double down. I'll speak directly to the people that are...
Oh, boy.
Here we go. You ready? Screw you if you edit this, Jason. You're going to edit it. Don't you freaking write those notes. He's going to edit it. Don't do it. If you guys are listening and you don't let people see your campaigns, you don't share, unsubscribe.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. That's what we're trying to do out here. So next question comes from Tev in Ireland. So hello, guys. Hello from Dublin. Loving the podcast. So Tev basically has a question, and they're running campaigns for business all across the country, and they're getting searches, they're getting volume from the Dublin area, which is the major city, and then they're getting volume from the less populated areas and counties. And so Dev wants to know, is I'm getting a Tev. Better CPCs and better
Is it Tev?
Tev. What did I say? Dev. Dev. Yeah. Did I say combine Dublin and Tev? Yeah. Tev. Tev wants to know, should they put, they're getting better CPAs and CPCs from the lower population areas, and they're wondering, could they even make it better if they put those lower population areas in the ad copy for people that are in those areas? So Chris, you're running a national campaign, doesn't matter the country, or a statewide campaign with lots of different geos. Most of your traffic's coming from the big city. Some of your traffic is coming from smaller populated areas. That traffic is performing good from those areas. Can you make it even better? And I've had clients ask me this all the time. For every little city we run in, we want our ads to mention that city name.
Can you?
So what do you do here?
You can imagine someone sitting in like an agency, you know, Mr. Slimy agency, and like, listen, when someone searches Cahuga, Georgia, which nobody's ever freaking heard of, you don't even know how to spell it. Like it's got 400 people in it, but when they search Cahuga, Georgia, we're going to show them that we service Cahuga, Georgia. And that client's going to be like, that's amazing. The technology that you have is just beautiful. That's just really special. And meanwhile, what those slimy slimes don't know is that it's not working. It's the dumbest idea. It's so stupid. It doesn't work reasons. It doesn't work.
Hey.
It doesn't work. Because let me explain one reason. And I could fill the whole hour explaining why this doesn't work right. One reason. The number one reason is because look up on your computer, you know, go to some obscure town somewhere. Get out of your big city and go in the country a little bit. Enjoy some trees where your IP address isn't quite so precise. Where the ISP provider is a few zip codes away, they're not actually in your hometown, and do some searches and notice that you start seeing ads that are referencing the nearest larger city or the nearest medium-sized city. Your ISP that you see, the sexy single women that pop up on there, say, you know, sexy single women in your area, and then it mentions Atlanta, Georgia, and you're like, well, I'm in Cahuga, Georgia.
And then you're like, I'm going to get a pizza, and I'm driving 600 miles overnight. So what's your point, Chris? I don't care if it's 600 miles away.
The point is the ISP provider, Google, and all these things, it's inherently incorrect because ISPs and location targeting is not as precise as you think. So Cahuga does not show as Cahuga. At least in today's technology level, it doesn't happen. And it won't work. And when you target those keywords, someone will see that. And let's say they're not actually in Cahuga and they see something else. They think, well, no, I see an ad that they're in Cahuga, but actually I'm four counties over.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. But their ISP is showing to be in that area. So doesn't work. Don't do it. Trash, trash, trash.
Whoa. Okay. Well, one of the reasons people love the show among the many is... We sometimes don't agree completely. And
bring it.
Chris, I would say this. There's trade-offs. I'm just so political today. There's trade-offs.
I'm gonna compromise. And guys, I'm gonna compromise.
No, sir, I'm being
fence
serious.
Sitter.
Yes.
Fence sitter.
In a perfect world, it feels good. So I'm gonna keep sitting on it. So Chris, There's trade-offs, and if you could control it where, like, yes, every time someone does this exact search or they're in that exact little area, our ads show up with that name, it could go good, you know, it could work. But here's the thing, it could. But now you talk about variant keywords, you talk about the IP stuff you were talking about, you talk about the volume, like what if you only get like a fraction of a percent from one of these counties? Is it really worth your time doing that? So you run into that issue. But I think the biggest thing for me is the trade-offs. So I've run into this myself. I've had clients that have had me do this in big areas and really extensive build-outs with different locations, see different ads and all that kind of stuff. Yes, it's beautiful on day one. It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. But what about year three? Mm-hmm. What about when you're constantly trying to make changes and learning about different parts of Google Ads and Google Ads evolves and you're getting better as a manager and you want to try things out and try experiments? Instead of having two campaigns, you have 35. Mm. And that's the trade-off. So yes, I agree. Sure, there's something beautiful about seeing the name of the location from the location they're in. And in the higher location areas that get 80% of the traffic, have a little fun with it. But just know if you take it to the extreme, there's a trade-off. And it could hurt your ability to manage the campaign nimbly and effectively as time goes on. The reason I say that is because I've run into it myself.
Hey, thanks, Jason, or whatever. Optio is where you guys should be. Listen, it's really important that you guys try optio.com/PSP2 because they're a supporter. You like this show. It's important that you help us continue this show and give Optio a chance because I talk about it almost every week. And you know that if you listen to the show for a while, as many of you binge on the show, as you often tell us, then you hear it all the time. And the reason they stick with us and the reason this show continues is because Optio continues to sponsor us. So take a moment. I know you can multitask on your smartphones. Pull up Optio. I'll spell it out, opteo.com/PSP2. It's in the link. Click on it. Try it out for a week. The worst that's going to happen is that your campaigns improve over the 2 months that you get to use this tool. The worst that's going to happen is that you realize there's some things that you don't do for optimization that you didn't do before. You could literally become smarter for the cost of zero. You could literally become more informed at the cost of zero. Great tool. It's so refreshing to have a different interface and to see things in a new light. Simply helps you manage a campaign better. Optio.com/PSP2. We thank them for their sponsorship. And back to our fence-sitting co-host.
Thanks, Chris. And thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for sending your questions to paychurchpodcast.com on the contact page. We're here every Monday, every Thursday. We've got some great episode topics coming up for our Monday shows. And on Thursdays, keep sending in your questions so we can answer them. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. And we will see you next time on the Paid Search Podcast.